Can you believe it? We're going to kick off today's program talking about rice. Rice. The CRC for Developing Northern Australia. It has announced a $500,000 project aimed at kickstarting a rice industry in the north, with the potential, it says, to produce more than 1 million tonnes of specialty rice every year. Now, one of the people working on this project is Dr. Sean Bellairs. He's from Charles Darwin University. I caught up with him earlier to talk about this project and the potential that he sees for rice in the north.
So a commercial rice industry in the northern Australia could have a number of different aspects. So one would be wild harvest of the Australian native rice, and we really sort of see that as being a premium product, a very high value product, perhaps indigenous harvested. So already we've been collaborating with Padakal Aboriginal Cultural Tours with our rice work over the last probably about 10 years. And there's a strong interest from them and also other groups about developing a wild Australian rice industry. So that would be one aspect of a Northern Australian rice industry, but also development of commercial varieties of rice that suit Australian, Northern Australian conditions. And so we have disease problems up in Northern Australia, and we can bring genes from the wild rice and put it into those commercial rices to make them better adapted to the conditions of Northern Australia. So that would be another aspect to the rice industry.
Because we'll have some listeners thinking, hang on a minute, rice in the north, I've heard the stories about Humpty Doo and falling over in the Ord. Why would you go spending money on a crop that has a history of epic failures?
So to develop a rice industry in Northern Australia, we really need to get it right in terms of the right variety of rice that suits the Northern Australian conditions. So those past failures have really shown that the varieties that we use is critically important. They need to be disease resistant, for example. But our native rices have been growing in the same environment for thousands and thousands of years. So where we see some of the commercial varieties of rice are diseased, then the native rice is growing there perfectly fine. So if we can use the native rice to help adapt the commercial rices, then we'll be able to get a profitable export industry from those commercial rices.
And we've got a container here of one of these native grains. This is native rice, Sean, and it's red.
So a great feature of our native rice, and there's several species of native rice that grow in our floodplains in the Northern Territory, and they're red grains, so they look different. They've got a different taste, and some of their starch properties are also different as well, and that makes them interesting. So I guess the Canadian wild rice has been really successful, and one of the factors contributing to that perhaps is that it's a small black grain. Well, our Northern Territory wild rice has got this beautiful large red grain.
How does it cook?
And it also cooks really well too. We've had the CDU Cookery School have produced a number of different products, and it tastes great. It's got the really lovely sort of smoky, nutty flavour. So they've used it as a base for rice as you might use it usually, say beneath barramundi. They've also used it as risotto. They've used it as a grain that's been pressed into the tops of bread rolls, also been used as a garnish. So we'd see the Australian native wild rice sort of being used as a high-value rice, sort of similarly to the Canadian wild rice.
Now, when the CRC talks about an industry in the north that could pump out 1 million tonnes a year, how do you envisage wild rice fitting into that? Like, can it be grown in a commercial scale, or will it always rely on harvesting from the wild?
Harvesting from the wild can be a little bit problematic because it's going to be very reliant on seasonal rainfall. So some years it'll be easy to get to where the wild rice grows. In other areas, it will be more difficult getting an airboat sort of out to where the wild rice is growing. So we're also looking at cultivating the wild rice, perhaps on a smaller scale. We're particularly interested in getting indigenous communities, and there's quite a bit of interest there, so that they could grow the native rice on small scale on the floodplain and still have those links between the native rice growing in the locality where it naturally grows, but under a little bit more controlled conditions, so that we can harvest it easily and we don't lose so much to the native rats and the magpie geese and the other creatures that are going to eat it.
Which is an issue that has plagued previous rice operations in the north. You can keep the geese and the rats off them, can you?
Yes, so we can grow them in enclosed conditions, so put some wire netting around it and the...
Would that start to damage the profitability of it, though?
It would make a little bit more expensive, but we're talking about a really high-value product. So we're not talking about the value of the 2 kilograms sort of bag of rice in the supermarket. It's going to be a much higher value product than that, and that makes it worthwhile doing things like enclosing the rice that we're growing with wire netting.
The potential for Australian native rice has been talked about for years now. I know you've done heaps of work in this area. Is this new project led by the CRC, is this what's needed to get it to that next level?
Yes, so this is an important stepping stone to really nail down what the issues are that we need to tackle to develop the industry. So that then as a result of this report, which will come out next year, so it's quite a sort of short, sharp project addressing a whole range of issues with the development of commercial and wild rice across northern Australia. And then once we've identified those issues, then we'd be looking at following that up with specific research projects to quickly get the rice into a commercial situation.
So how optimistic are you that in, say, 5 years' time, 10 years' time, we could go to our local supermarket and buy Australian native rice?
With that research support going in, I'm absolutely confident that we could do that.
Thanks for talking rice with us today.
Thank you very much, Matt.